someone's electing to have a breast reduction, it's very important that you include all of these things. All the complications which we all know so well, the potential complications. Firstly, because it is an evidence that you've covered these complications yet again, as well as in the notes, as well as in the correspondence. It's evidence of good standard of practice. But also, her case will rely, if she goes to court, that had she known about these, she may not have had the operation, because that's the causation. She may say, if I'd been told that I'd lose nipple sensation, I would never have had a breast reduction or a reconstruction. So her case will rely on how things might have been different if she'd been adequately informed. And that's where this detail here, and again, what you've told her, documenting all of that, will put you in a much stronger position.